Dick Toledo here, and I want to say thanks for downloading, streaming, and sharing everything from our Morning Sickness podcasting page. Today's podcasting content is being brought to you by Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Visit them in Scottsdale off the 101 in Indian School or online at chapmandodge.com. You know, some people say the only thing better than something big is saving big on that something big. It's Dick Toledo, and what's the one thing nearly everyone wants or needs to go anywhere or to help you to get stuff done? A truck. Check that. A big truck. And right now at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big during Ram Power Days on every new Ram truck. So see the big savings for yourself and visit them at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road, or simply do it all online at chapmandodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.
This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98. Thank you. That's a glorious win right there for you guys. The chair took it. That's beautiful. I just got an email and said, I'm sick of the goddamn chair winning. That was a nice play. Brady had asked you to step it up, but you're busy with that giant-footed daughter of yours. Holmberg, this one's on you. It is. It's up to me. I'm the only one that can catch him because Brady's anchored with that giant-footed kid.
You got to run, Kirby.
I am, Daddy. It takes me forever to get these hogs off the ground.
Put one foot in front of the other.
Is anchor really a good, choice of words? Because I feel like her his daughter's foots are heavier than anchors.
Her foots?
Yes.
Her foots.
Did
you make fun of me a second ago?
Yeah.
Words.
The foot's so big, it counts as two.
Somebody also emailed me and said, do the Donkey Kong theme you did that one. That thing. Daddy, I'm hungry. Anyway, that's enough about Kirby's feet.
For today.
Right, we've got something else to do. And then after that, we'll start in again. Because Brady, she's in school now, and your wife is doing something, so you're free and clear to talk freely. Good luck to you, buddy.
He's taking a personal day tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be personal. Remember last week when he had that door wound
on his
face? Never heard of that from a man.
Walked right into a door.
A sharp door.
Yeah, just sharpened the edge of it.
Was the story for real.
Got to sharpen the edges of those doors. And then walked right into it.
You got punched square in the face, and that's okay. Because you made it to work the next day and you had
12th
a pretty good
round. I didn't go down.
Well, that's
early,
worse.
Yeah.
That she lasted 12 and then she landed you. She outpaced you. And then you lost in the end.
I just got.
It's conditioning.
Punched
really.
Out
that
early.
That was the problem. You just didn't take it seriously. Do some more road work. It's time for the entertainment drill. It's brought to you by our friends at reactdefense.com, the home of Tactical Black. It is a self defense training system. We talked about it today. You know, you said that they're teaching that in schools.
Yeah.
That they have self-defense training in schools, which makes me nervous because if they're wrong, you're teaching kids terrible things. You want to learn the right way. You want to learn everything, especially get a kid off to college or overseas or something like that. And I don't even know if they allow that anymore. But there's a lot of weirdness in the world right now. And the thing that went on in Philadelphia, we talked about earlier today, when they say police shot armed man with a knife and everybody's like, he only had a knife. Go ahead. Do the training. If you believe that, do the training of trying to defend yourself from a knife attacker. There's 21 feet that they can cover in less than 2 seconds. It's unbelievable how fast a knife fight happens. And a knife is very dangerous. It's not something you want to say, well, I can't shoot the guy. He's got a knife. Yeah, you can. And you figure out when and how to implement all of these things. Honestly, I say it all the time, but from the bottom of my heart, you're not going to find a better spot, something I like doing more. It's adrenalizing, it gets you in great shape, and you'll learn something. It's more than your average gym, that's for darn sure. Check it out. I told two people about it yesterday. I was doing cryotherapy for my arm, and the one girl said, do you ever seen that movie Enough with Jennifer Lopez? I want to do that. And I'm like, that's the basis of this. I mean, it's the small version. You don't want to start comparing. But she's like, that's what I want. I want to defend myself. But they are afraid. Go to this. You're not going to get better training anywhere else. ReactDefense.com. They got you surrounded in Phoenix, Glendale, and Chandler. What you going to do about it? Check it out, reactdefense.com, the home of Tactical Black. Brady, entertain me.
I was just going to say, I combo up. I always put bayonets on my guns.
Smart.
So I got
that actually would be pretty. Yeah. That would actually, I don't know how to, I'll work on that today. I'll have the guys put bayonets on the end of the weapons because redirecting that is, I mean, you just got to get it out of the way. Still can only do one thing. But it is scarier.
Exciting news. Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton are engaged.
Yay. You know, he caught her right off the Gavin Rossdale thing. And she started to do those videos. And she, I don't know what's happened. Have you watched The Voice?
No.
Not in a couple years.
They've slowly started to turn her into a country singer face. Like she's getting that. You know,
oh,
when
really?
They start doing the makeup and then some work's getting done and you're like, she's getting a little Tammy Wynette going on here. Where it starts to pull back and you're like,
Reba?
Oh, it's the Reba face.
Didn't they do a song together recently?
Uh-huh. Okay. They've done a couple. And she's, you know, still pretty, but there's something different
getting
going
tight.
On.
It's
it too tight. It's snare drum tight.
Shaquille O'Neal says he has no excuse for never voting before this year.
Only excuse I have. I didn't do it because I didn't care. And now everybody's up my ass.
Someone asked Matthew McConaughey if he wasn't an actor, what would he be doing as a career? He's got a couple of options.
Dancing?
He said, football coach.
No.
Symphony orchestra leader.
No.
A wildlife guide. Or a school teacher.
Hmm. Sounds like he picked them all out of a hat.
All right.
Number five.
Here's four
Woman
jobs.
Woman Slayer, number seven.
I'm familiar with these four jobs. Here's what I'd do. All right.
Netflix has found an actor to play a young Colin Kaepernick.
Oh, what a story
in a new
that'll be.
Limited series.
America Hates You, the Colin Kaepernick story.
The end.
Yeah. That is going to be a divided theater.
I don't know if you saw this, but the AMAs were announced yesterday.
The what?
American Music Awards, the AMAs.
Wow.
There's not one rock act nominated in the pop rock categories.
Shocking.
Right, because it's been bad.
Yeah.
Who are the nominees?
The alternative rock category got a little closer, but Billie Eilish, Tame Impala.
I love Tame Impala. That's my dog's
21
name.
Pilots. Oh, I need Richard in on this. Richard!
I got it.
The Hoff, David Hasselhoff, recorded a new metal track called Through the Night.
Oh, we're listening to this.
With an Austrian duo.
There he is.
Q-Stack? You ever heard of Q-Stack?
No.
They put out this little track, and they're doing a Kickstarter for money to finish the post-production.
This is David Hasselhoff's new release? Right on the heels of that Ted Nugent pop.
This ought to be a gem.
What's sad is Hasselhoff needs to do a Kickstarter for this.
You're German. You might like this.
It is sad.
Yeah. Is it? Or is he just smart enough to...
He's smart enough.
He's
still got to have Baywatch money.
There are some people, though, that would
genius.
Front the money.
Look, all he had to do was just learn how to spell I need money in German, and those people will fire it to him.
Well,
Dirk Nowitzki would have funded this by himself.
Yeah.
That's not sad. That's smart business.
Yes, we actually so if you love the Hoff, rock and metal music, you simply have to become an important part of this project today by joining our Kickstarter campaign. And one unplugged acoustic version
we
put
song?
Together in the studio. Aside from all that, we added two brand new Q-Stack songs, an 8-page booklet with liner notes.
So these guys are broke and they just hired Hasselhoff is the problem.
And documentary.
In order to pay the Hasselhoff, we have to have a Kickstarter campaign. He's demanding the money. We did not expect this.
And you can hear the debut of this on Into the Pit this Sunday night.
That's right.
You should
do that for your Halloween show. All Hasselhoff.
Believe it or not, I have morals and ethics.
No. An all Hasselhoff show would show loyalty and greatness to music itself and to your people.
Well, you know, I do have songs about Satan, so sure.
It's no different. It's actually probably... You know, Satan probably done less than David Hasselhoff in his life. I've
seen
the videos.
$8,300, John, in their Kickstarter so far.
Hasselhoff can't cost more than $10.
Items for
we don't get the song at all?
We don't get the song.
Oh, man. We just get them talking about the song?
Yep.
So have they recorded it yet? Or
it says they have. We recorded a metal song with David Hasselhoff, and we need your help with finishing the music video and making of documentary.
Well, let me hear the song, whether I want a video for this
or not.
There's
that little snippet.
How much are they looking for?
Yeah, how much is the end goal?
Seven. They're already past their goal.
Well, then get the video done.
Yeah. They had a goal of $7,066, and they're at $8,300.
That's how bad the song is. Hasselhoff wouldn't loan him $7,000 to finish it.
He needed money for booze.
Guys, we'll never get it back. What? It's $7,000. nah, it's not worth it. Song sucks. He looks good, though, for being a guy that was on his last legs there for a little bit.
Possible so that we can finally unleash.
They're still
it
talking
all
about
these
this?
Years of booking flights and hotels.
It's 4 minutes.
Stressful organizing.
Of these two German knobs talking about a song with Hasselhoff.
Their weekend with Hoff.
Oh, there he is.
We honestly.
And I just popped in to smile.
Here.
Video and documentary review after all these years.
Don't read the comments.
The seven grand's just so they could actually afford a
That's
Hasselhoff hologram.
Right.
Because he's not going to go with them.
Four words out of him. And now we have to have a reasonable replica of Hasselhoff for the stage performance, preferably a mannequin that can move with strings or puppetry.
Every word costs $1,500.
Every word was $1,000. He said, do not look at the comments. We asked him to say don't. He's convinced us it's two words. Hasselhoff must die. Wow. Well, there you go. The Hoff. Loving the Germans. This Sunday night, 7 to 9 to 12, Into the Pit. Hasselhoff only Halloween show. I would listen to that just to listen to you get progressively more upset as the show goes on. Let's get out of here. We're done. It's 10 o'clock on this beautiful Wednesday. We're out of here. Larry McFeely's coming up next. Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Marcus Meng.
Thank you.
And we're out of here. You guys have yourselves a great day. We'll see you tomorrow right here in the Morning Sickness. So long!
98. Oh, my gosh.
98.
Shut the front door.
Dick Toledo here, and I want to say thanks for downloading, streaming, and sharing everything from our Morning Sickness podcasting page. Today's podcasting content is being brought to you by Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Visit them in Scottsdale off the 101 in Indian School or online at chapmandodge.com.